Bamsuri. This means what? Sweet breeze? What does it mean?
Actually, for Korean, it's a very unusual name. Bom means spring, and sori means sound. So it means sound of spring. And everybody can really recognize this meaning because my name contains only the pure Korean. So I think it's such a perfect match for my profession, and I am grateful for that.
Voices of Spring from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and violinist Bamsuri making her Heinz Hall debut with James Gaffigan, guest conductor in Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Plus the Celestial Symphony No. 41 by Mozart, The Jupiter. The end of an era from Ravel in La Valse. You'll also hear the voice of the new associate principal trombone, Douglas Rosenthal. I'm Jim Cunningham. The musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony support these broadcasts, and the Spanos Group of Raymond James, esteemed supporter of WQED-FM, who has been supporting Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania for several decades with financial guidance and services. Go to raymondjames.com to learn more. We head into the cosmos now with Mozart's 41st. The Jupiter. The English music publisher Johann Baptist Kramer said the opening chords reminded him of Jupiter's thunderbolts. Conductor James Gaffigan is a New Yorker who spent a decade conducting in Lucerne, Switzerland. Most recently, he leads the theater Queen Sophia in Valencia, Spain, and the Komische Oper in Berlin. Here he is on stage at Heinz Hall in Pittsburgh to conduct the 41st Symphony by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the supreme achievements in all of classical music, with as many as five themes woven together in the final movement, the 41st and last by Mozart, with James Gaffigan conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. Written during his last year, 1791, in Vienna, when Mozart's life was at a low point with debt and the death of his six-month-old daughter weighing on his thoughts. Former Pittsburgh Symphony music director William Steinberg recorded the 41st Symphony for Capitol in 1954, along with Mozart's Haffner Symphony. Maurice Ravel's La Valse and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, with soloist Bom Sori in her debut with the Pittsburgh Symphony, on the way next. Jim Cunningham with you. Our guest conductor James Gaffigan joins me backstage. I asked him about his musical start in the New York public school system.
For me, it's important because I wouldn't have started otherwise. I mean, my parents didn't have much money to buy instruments or to send me to lessons, but the public school gave me an instrument. They taught me. I learned to play in band. I learned about ensemble and intonation and all of these important things. And it was an amazing thing. And I think every kid deserves a chance at trying music. And it's unfortunate that some kids never get that chance or even to hear music at this level.
Tell me what else you're looking forward to this season. You're doing a lot of work in Berlin with the Komische Oper there.
Exactly. It's my first season as general music director there. And in Valencia, where I'm still music director, lots of fun things coming up. But yeah, Berlin's going to be an amazing roller coaster of repertoire. And the good thing about Berlin is that we have such an eclectic audience, and it's always packed. It's always filled with people and different types of people all in together in the hall. I mean, whether we talk about gender or the color of their skin or nationalities, religions, they're all in one place. And that, for me, being a New Yorker, is very important because I love the mix of cultures in the audience. And of course, what we do in Berlin is a very high level, and it's very eclectic and strange. And so in some ways, the stranger, the better. It attracts more public.
Opera lovers fly to go hear something they're interested in. What should they come here this year in the Komische Oper?
Oh, well, there's a beautiful production of The Golden Cockerel of Rimsky-Korsakov, a piece that's rarely heard. It's a beautiful Barry Kosky production, and Barry is one of the genius directors living today. Also, we're doing Marriage of Figaro by a very controversial but brilliant director, Serebrennikov, who was under house arrest in Russia for the longest time, but now he's very happy and free living in Berlin, and he's directing the three De Ponte operas with us. So, you know, it'll be Mozart with a huge twist.
Pittsburgh Symphony guest conductor James Gaffigan, backstage, orchestra left at Heinz Hall during intermission. Our soloist for the second half of the concert, Bom Suri, is here. She'll play the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in just a moment.
You have become known as Bom Suri. It's sort of like Prince in the pop world. Or there was a wonderful British pianist, just Solomon. So it's nice to have, it's distinctive to have one name, Bom Suri.
Yeah, I think so. And Kim is such a popular name, so... I don't know, maybe my father is ashamed of
that. Oh, no. He's so proud.
He's very happy that I go by just Bom Suri because it's such a special name.
By any name, Bom Suri is amazing. Just 34 years old, having won 10 international competitions and already signed to Deutsche Grammophon as the first exclusive Korean woman artist for the label. She currently plays a 1725 Guarnerius del Gesu violin. Here she is with Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky as a hint of things to come, his pas de deux from The Nutcracker. Thank you. Bon Soirée, playing the Opus 71 Pas de Deux from The Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, with the Wrocław Philharmonic and Giancarlo Guerrero, music director of the Nashville Symphony, who last visited Pittsburgh in June of 2016. You heard the Nutcracker Pas de Deux. Just before, we'll hear Bon Soirée play the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto with the Pittsburgh Symphony. Stay right here. I'm Jim Cunningham. The associate conductors of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra are Jacob Joyce and Moon Doe. They help in the preparation of these broadcasts. Malia Toranjo is the president and CEO of the orchestra. Our program is supported by the Spanos Group of Raymond James, esteemed supporter of WQED-FM, who has been supporting Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania for several decades. With financial guidance and services, go to raymondjames.com to learn more. The musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony also enthusiastically support Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, which is distributed across America on PRX.